I wasn't prematurely taking a bow there, like, I had to get played. Okay, this one's called Last Orders. This one's for James.
Alright.
Anyone got any problem with me dedicating a song to James? Hey, this one's for James then.
Down the drain, all the grime of the week in the crime of the weekend. Every place that we go will soon blur into one, till the words that we speak become rocks on the seabed. The street is like a light, but through already eyes, all the times on my watch face are mine till I reach my bed. But who knows, neither we nor the night is young. For long, so we raise our glasses till the drink again. Without warning, before you know you're home, it will be morning. And you wake in your bed within human eyes, that there's a morning after is a cruel surprise. There's no one to blame but your stupid self, but a washed out cloud that seems to know what else. Somewhere in the wreckage of your ghostly face is the knowledge nights like that are not mistakes. What option do we really have? The weekend will shortly end, as soon as it has begun. Last orders are order. What option do we really have? The weekend's not your real friend, as soon as it has ended.
Infamously bad at speaking in between songs, but while I tune up, as I figure it, it's better to say something than not. So I'll tell you a story. I hate singer-songwriters, don't you? I'll tell you a story. I wrote that song one time after a night out with a friend, and I don't glamorise alcohol, but it was involved. And what happened was, I came home and my wife had bought some stuff for the house, like some nice little lamps and things like that. And I was really drunk but trying to act normal. So what I did was I laughed openly at the things she'd bought. Just the way you do, you know. And I laughed, like, I laughed and I laughed, and she took them back. So I suppose that's sort of an apology. Sorry. I didn't mean to laugh like that. Right. This song's called Grand Plans. This is kind of for her too, actually.